says, repent ye therefore, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The refreshing comes when we subject ourselves to the Lord. Amen. God richly bless you. You may be seated. Amen. We've got a number of scriptures because it is Bible study night. But here's what we're going to talk about. Amen. Only the serious survive. Praise God. Only the serious survive. Amen. I want to make it to heaven. And I don't want to just make friends. But I want to make it to heaven. And if we make it to heaven, we are going to have a lot of friends. Because it takes a certain kind of character, personality, and attitude to be a true Christian. Amen. And so we're not going to talk about loving your neighbor and all of that stuff as much as it seems. But I will say this, that everybody ought to love everybody if everybody wants to make it to heaven. Does everybody want to go? I want to go. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Acts chapter 3 verse 19 let us know that there is a refreshing. Acts chapter 17 verses 22 through 27 says, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill, and he said, you men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. Boy, we could talk about superstition for a while. Amen. Some of you, if a black cat ran across the front of you on the way to church, you go back home. I can't think. I wish I could think of some of those superstitions, but there's a ton of them in North Carolina. And I'm just here to tell you they don't stand a chance against what you need to do for God. And they won't hurt you. I've walked under ladders and nothing happened. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, here's what he said, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you. In other words, I'm exposing him. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. This is the God he wants to expose. Praise the Lord. And the word of the Lord says, neither is worship with men's hands, and though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, that one God, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. So he is not far away, and we can seek him happily at any time. Amen. There was a worldwide famous Baptist preacher that said, it doesn't matter who you think your God is. As long as you worship him, you're okay. But Paul said, I would not have you ignorant, brethren. That scripture would have went good with what he was saying, because I'm telling you, people are worshiping unknown gods. I don't want to get all into it because I did recently, but there is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And we have had to help people and dig in deep with people that come from other religions and come in here to worship, and they talk about I've been walking with God, and I don't doubt that. Amen. And because of that, the Lord wanted to show them a deeper way. But not every religion is a right religion. the only religion. I'm not saying we are the only right religion, but I will say that the only right religion is religion from the Word of God. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. It doesn't matter how we were raised or wherever it was we come from or where we've been. Amen. You take the amount of truth that was given you and you be excited and complimentary about that. Amen. But get up in here and let's add more to it in Jesus' name. And so there's a refreshing and there's a happy that's waiting for people. Amen. But we've got to be serious about this thing. There were three things that Paul had that made him happy. And no matter what he faced or what he went through, as long as he had these things, he was happy. Amen. Now, I can't think of anybody that don't want to be happy. Praise the Lord. Paul was not afraid. He wasn't worried, depressed, or was he ashamed? The Bible said, and Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures about the gospel. So he was in the temple, a church. He was in a place that was supposed to be completely everything with God. And yet here's Paul reasoning with them in the church about the gospel. In other words, Paul is trying to share with them in the church what they should be preaching for the New Testament. Multitudes believed. Why? Because Paul was not afraid. He was serious. He was serious. 2 Corinthians 11 and 25. Amen. The Bible lets us know that Paul was in labors more abundant. He was in stripes above measure. He was in prison more frequent. In deaths, he was in near death often. Paul went through all of these things. Five times he was beaten with 40 stripes, except one. Three times he was beaten with rods, stoned and left for dead, shipwrecked three times. A night and a day out in the deep of the ocean, in perils of waters, robbers. He said, devils of my own countrymen, the heathen, false brethren, hungers, thirsty, fastings, cold, nakedness. That means without enough clothes. There was a time when Paul was about to be beheaded. He was cold in prison because he asked Timothy to bring his coat and parchment so I can write a little more of the Bible. Amen. Besides all of these things that are without, he said, that which cometh upon me every day. He said, everyday stuff. All of that. And plus all my everyday stuff. The care of all the churches. Besides all of this, Paul had to take care of the church as well. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1 lets us know that there is joy unspeakable. And that's full of glory. Waiting for those that will venture beyond the flesh into the regions of the Spirit. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Those are the people that want to fulfill the will of God. Amen. There's no animosity. Amen. There's no negative. It's all good. Praise the Lord. I wish some of you could have been with me yesterday and today. All I wanted to do was a good deed. So I guess after the wedding, there was so much garbage and spaghetti and so much stuff. And I can't tell you what it all was because it mixed together in the garbage. And I thought, it was Cody's wedding and he's my son. I can do this. I'm going to take all this bags of garbage laying around because there was not enough room in the cans for it. And so I thought, I'm going to throw that in my truck real quick, take it to the dump, throw it out so they won't have to drag it down to the end of the road. And I don't know, that it probably would have filled the truck up. So I was going to just be a blessing to whoever had garbage detail this week. And so I grabbed it, and I should have known there was only one bag, and people don't stop when it gets full. And so I try to pick it up, and my hand goes in. I jerk my hand out, and it's dripping with stuff. And I thought, I can get this in my truck. And I did. I wound up cradling it like a baby, you know, and putting it in. I finally got it all in the truck. And I thought I put it in there to where I could get to it real good and get it in the dumpster fast and be gone. Well, I got to the dumpster. It's the first time in my life that I ever went to throw trash out and went back home with the trash. I couldn't get one bag out of my truck because I reached over to grab it and I went up to my elbows. I don't know what all you guys threw away, but I felt plastic trying to cut my hands, and I felt gush, and I felt mush, and the fragrance. And so the guy's up there looking at me out the window, you know, the little guy. And so I said, and I drove off. So my next game plan was to double up the bags. And I wind up doing that. I finally, today, I am at hospice trying to care for Trudy English family. Trudy was there. I got to see Trudy today. She was passed away, but she was there. And my truck's outside with a load of garbage. I'm thinking, man, everybody driving up here and say, what a man of God. But what it is doing whatever you got to do and being happy. Hello? Amen. And so I was happy when I finally doubled the bags and I could lift it without them ripping and got them in the dumpster. And when I was able to water hose all the spaghetti out of the back of my truck. Amen. Those of you that didn't get all the spaghetti you wanted, I got some. It's everywhere in my yard. And but we got it done. And now whoever has garbage detail this week can say, thank you, Brother Marshburn. Hallelujah. And I'll do it again. And I'll do it again. It's just everybody coming together, making everything work, not just for Landmark, but for the glory of God. Right? Amen. And so there's things that made Paul happy, and the same things that made Paul happy can make you and I happy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, did we look at 2 Corinthians 11:25? Did we look at that? He said, thrice I was beaten with rods, once stoned, thrice suffered shipwreck, a night and a day, and then on top of all of that, the church. Verse 9, chapter 12, we don't have to go there, but he said, I glory in my infirmities. Did you catch that? He said, I glory in my infirmities. When bad things come against me, he said, I glory in that. No wonder he had churches in Corinth. No wonder he had churches in Rome. No wonder he had churches in Thyatira. No wonder he had churches all over the place, because people were coming to Paul like a magnet, because nothing could take away his joy. Nothing could take away his joy. Now, and you can read in the Word of God, Paul had some bad days. Amen. And so he said, I glory in my infirmities that the power of Jesus Christ may rest upon me. So there's a he said something right there that we might not catch if we're not careful, if we don't slow down and go back and think about it. He said, I glory in my infirmities that the power, somebody shout power, of Jesus Christ may rest upon me. Could it be that if we don't receive and believe and make the choice for joy and happiness rather than anything else, that we will lack in the power and the authority and the dominion of the Holy Ghost? I want to walk in the power. And my Bible says, if Paul said, if we can learn to glory in our infirmities, then we can walk in the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. In other words, it can be your weakness or anybody's weakness around you, and you can be made perfect in grace. You can't worship and you cannot worry at the same time. Amen. You cannot speak in tongues and talk about your neighbor at the same time. It's a choice we've got to make. Amen. Hallelujah. And I get this from a book that was given to me when I dedicated little Tucker to the Lord. He gave me a book as an infant, The Pout Pout Fish. You cannot pout and shout at the same time. Just can't. So what do we choose to do? Praise the Lord. Apostolics have had this long before the world boxed it all up and tried to sell it. But we've had it for a long time. There's a laundry detergent that duplicates what God has to give us. And it's cheer. It doesn't come in a box. It comes from the altar. And then there's joy. And then there's the pledge. There's even shout. Now, I will admit your family's going to think you're funny if you go and do your laundry and start shouting, thinking the dirt's going to come out. People are not happy as they want to be. Predicaments, situations, money, climates, things and feelings are not going to be your happiness. I promise you, if you look for a person to let you down, you're going to get your wish. But if we could look at people like Jesus did and understand that they're people, amen, and let that go and just be happy. Praise God. We need something that doesn't change with the seasons, like fashions and modernisms. Jesus, the Bible says again, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Also, he also offered unchanging promises. He said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. He said, I have the keys to hell and of death. He said, you will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He said, if I go away, I shall return. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and whatever you need me to be in between. And I'm going to go through these points that Paul made really quick. Number one reason to be happy, sin stain has been washed out of the fabric of our lives. And it will continue to do so if we can walk in repentance and live in His mercy and live in His grace. And so he said, be of good cheer, thy sins have been forgiven thee. Amen. We know Acts 2:38, that sins are washed away in that way. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. I could not do it. All I can do is be obedient. When I'm obedient, how do you feel since you've come out of the wilderness? wilderness. How would you feel if you could get someone else out of the wilderness? Amen. I was captured by something bigger than I was. And I'm telling you, you don't handle it. God does. I'm just simply saying, if your heroes are zeros, try Jesus. He never fails, he never falters, and he never, ever comes short. Second reason Paul was happy is because he found the truth. Paul literally thought he was doing God a favor by putting Christians to death and imprisoning them, separating their moms and dads from their children, watching them being stoned, casting them to lions in arenas and things of that nature. He thought he was doing God a favor. You say, well, he was killing Christians. Christian means Christ-like. Paul didn't believe Christ was the man. But he got a revelation. And you've heard the saying, somebody got knocked off their horse. Well, the first one was Paul. He got knocked off his high horse and had to find truth, and he did. And then began to preach, the truth will make you free. He was happy because the truth made him free. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Love it, rejoice over it, and shout about it. Your faith in God is going to be your victory. The victory that overcometh the world is your faith. Storms, struggles, wind, rain, troubles, trials. How many of you will declare with me tonight that our God is bigger? Bigger. It's bigger. They are going to come. Feelings are going to be smashed. Emotions are going to be high. All of this stress and all of this comes with the world that we live in. But we have a choice on how to respond to all of that. I just simply choose to say God is bigger and tomorrow can be better. So I'll just haul off the trash. Give him the chance to say to your storm, peace, be still. Give him the opportunity. If I know where he is and he knows where I am, I can talk to him, then everything's going to be all right. Amen? Mark 6:50. Praise the Lord. That's an inside joke. I on their paper, I put Romans 6:50, and there is no Romans 6:50. So we got that fixed. Mark 6:50. For they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately talked with them, and he said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. Keep that up there if you would. And while I'm speaking, maybe you can read it again. He said, it is I. They saw him and were troubled. There are people that honestly can't handle life being good. They can't. Now, this is just too good. Something's fixing to happen. You ever met anybody like that? Well, it looks like you got a raise today, buddy. Uh-oh, something's up. Instead of awesome. You know, they're just, something's wrong with everything that is right. And then when something wrong happens, they say, I told you. Listen, something wrong is going to happen whether right things happen or not. So when right things happen, rejoice. But I'm going to tell you right now, when bad things happen, rejoice, because the right is going to happen again. So let's just flip it and simply say, when bad things happen, okay, something's up. Something good's fixing to come. Something great's fixing to happen. Oh, you want to get real excited now. I'm just telling you. Amen. Life is full of trouble. And it's up and down and all around. But we can learn to rejoice regardless of what the situation is. And we can be, somebody shout, happy. Amen. Praise God. You may be a good person, but you need more than a title. You need the truth. And then number three, everybody needs a hero. I know his name. And if you'll put him on top of the list, you'll do good. His name is Jesus. We need more than suits, shoes, boyfriends, girlfriends, football, baseball, singers, fighters, and hobbies. We need a champion. And that's exactly who Jesus is. Right? The Philistines had a champion. His name was Goliath. But Goliath fell to a little boy's slingshot. The devil will always remind you of your past. But when he does that, just remind him of his future. With the devil, you have no future. But with God, you have no past. Somebody asked me just a couple of days ago. They were troubled. They were in a state of repentance. They were troubled. And they said, Pastor, I need to talk to you and I need to tell you stuff. I need to let you know. And I'm so sorry things went the way it went and things happened the way it happened. And so we got in the office as quick as we could and we sat down. He said, where do I start? I said, let's start in the future. I said, because with your demeanor and your spirit, the past is already under the blood. And so let's talk about the future and how good it's going to be and how great you're going to be able to help somebody that ventures to go through some of the same things that you've recently gone through because you've been there. Let's start with the future. Amen. When there's a flood, ladies and gentlemen, there will always be an ark. When there's bondage, there will always be a Moses. When there are giants, there will always be a David. The devil tried to burn them, but the furnace couldn't kill them. He tried to feed them to lions, and the lions wouldn't even bite them. They tried to crucify their Savior, but he rose again the third day. Romans 8:1, after the Spirit, the Bible says, get after it. After the Spirit falls, get after it. The just shall live by faith. Here's what I get from that. Sometimes all it takes is just faith. The just shall live by faith. Sometimes just have faith. Let the Spirit, let the power, let the presence and the authority of God be your champion. You can't get good to get God. That's no excuse to stay bad either. But you get God so you can get good. And that is a reason to get God. Today is a good day to decide, I want God above everything else in this world. Let's stand together. And don't forget, if you live for God hard, it's so easy. But if you try to live for God easy, it's just too hard. When it seems as though you can't, there's a Savior standing by that says you can. The joy of the Lord will continue to be your strength. There's a gift for someone tonight, and it's a free gift. The Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. But I'm telling you, with that power comes joy. And with that power comes happiness. With that happiness comes all the other things that flood in from the will of God. I want somebody to have that joy. I want someone to have that happiness. kind of a selfish reason, really. And I'll give it to you. I want you to have joy because it's contagious. I want you to be happy because it is absolutely contagious. I want you to laugh because when you laugh, others are going to laugh. But turmoil, trouble, sad sack, those things are just as contagious as other things. I want a happy church to go in rapture. I want a church full of joy to go in the rapture. I want a church full of good cheer to go in the rapture. Amen. I saw it today, how that a precious woman of God shed this old body like snakeskin. I held her hand one moment, it was warm. 15 minutes later, I walked up to hold it again, and it was cold. It was already over. We're going to shed this thing. But when we do, I don't want us to be disappointed. I want us to be happy about it. The body, the flesh, is one of our greatest enemies. So don't cater to it. Amen? You dictate to it, and you let it know. You're going to wake up today and you're going to be happy. You're going to wake up today and you're going to have joy. You're going to wake up today and you're going to have the promises of God. And God, because you've made that choice, the will of God was going to be done in your life. Amen? Why don't you bow your heads and let me pray for you. Holy Ghost, we pray the presence, the power, and the Spirit. Lord, we pray the anointing, we pray the grace and the goodness. We ask you, Lord, to let us all, every one of us, acknowledge your power, your authority, and your dominion. I ask you, Master, to walk with us, talk with us, share with us as we hunger and thirst after you and your righteousness. As we desire, God, to take on your character and to be just like you so others can be drawn to us and then drawn to glory. In the name of Jesus, and somebody shout amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Shake hands. Be friendly.